This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Good morning, and welcome to hour number two of our get-together. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 7:07, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Those of us who have been blessed to live, to an advanced age, sometimes I think we forget that young people don't inherit our memories and our knowledge bank. If we share information with them, then perhaps they'll hold and retain some of that, but we forget. I mean, if you were born in the year 2000,
yeah,
you're probably graduated from college by now. But think about all the things that have happened since that year. Now, John Stossel, he writes this kind of stuff, and this is something that he could have written basically 20 years ago. He just kind of reframes it and has a new addition to it.
Oh, I...
But these are lessons that are they're definitely worth repeating. 62% of young Americans hold a favorable view of socialism.
How many?
62%.
Oh, that's just wrong.
Oh, and he said it is bizarre and wonders why and how they're so ignorant. And he says socialism has been tried by a lot of countries. It's failed. It's always failed. Now, China prospered somewhat only after it legalized some private enterprise. Perhaps today's kids are ignorant because they're too young to remember the fall of the Soviet Union. They should look at North Korea, the ultimate socialist utopia. He recently interviewed Charles Ru, escaped from North Korea, made it to China. It felt like getting into a time machine and fast-forwarding 50 years, he said, 24-hour running electricity, all the food I can eat. It was life-changing. We Americans think of China as a surveillance state. They'll punish you if you say the wrong thing, but for you, it was freedom, he asked this of Charles. He said the Chinese government does watch your every move, but in North Korea, it's 100 times worse. Wow. He said the North Koreans are so isolated that they believe even absurd propaganda, and then told a story about Kim Jong II, who got mad when he learned what Japan had done to North Korea. He grabbed a calligraphy pen and painted over Japan. As soon as he did, Japan started getting hurricanes and storms. We believed he was some sort of god. Yeah. This guy tried to escape North Korea, this Charles Rue. He said, I was beaten, fed only 150 kernels of corn. One morning I was marching. I saw dry vomit on the road and was so hungry I got on my hands and knees and began picking the rice out of it.
Oh.
I didn't stop until the beating from the guards was too unbearable. 9 months later, he was freed from prison labor because I lost so much weight that I was a worthless worker. Eventually, he escaped again, sneaking past guards into the Yalu River. I carried a bucket, pretending that I was getting water. As soon as nobody was looking, I quietly waded in. In the middle of the river, I slipped on a rock and let out a gasp. A flood of light was on my back. The guard was screaming for me to turn back. He said he would shoot me if I didn't turn back, but at that point, I knew I was dead either way, so I just kept pushing ahead. This time, he made it to China and avoided capture. He found a broker who secured him passage to Thailand, while UN officials granted him political asylum. Then they sent him to safety in America. Today, Rue uses his experiences to try to educate Americans about North Korea and the dangers of socialism. On his YouTube channel, he holds a sign that reads, Ask a North Korean. To Americans who praise socialism, Rue says, just go to North Korea for 10 days and you'll know how bad it is. You don't really know you have it good. Rue is only able to talk freely about his experiences in North Korea because he has no immediate family left there. Most North Koreans who escape the country cannot. If you talk bad about the regime, that's the highest crime that you can commit. Your entire three generations of your family will be sent to political prison camp where they will never get out. Rue is thrilled to be in America. He said he was able to go to school, find a job and that he enjoys, and marry. I feel like my life is complete now because all the choices I can have. I can travel anywhere I want, eat whatever I want, do whatever I want in America, a capitalist country. In North Korea, that's just not possible. I'm glad I live in America. I can freely criticize our government, at least so far. Mm-hmm. John Stossel, again, he paints the picture. It is anecdotal but highly accurate. It's not often you get to speak to somebody who's escaped North Korea. But for all the young people, they need to understand that kind of brutal regime, that is real, and that is what you end up with when you ask for socialism.
But these college-age kids, the ones that just are always protesting on the wrong side of things, just have no clue.
No, they really don't, and perhaps they should travel to some of these places, you know?
Yeah.
And it's not like you could travel to North Korea. Hey, just stop by for a visit.
Well, you might get in.
You might get in, yeah.
Yeah.
It just, these are things that we take for granted, and if we didn't understand these things, you don't, it's not, the information doesn't come to you naturally. You either have to search for it, or you're fortunate to have parents and grandparents that have passed that information along. I mean, they don't even teach history anywhere in any way close to what we used to learn and the way we used to learn it. So, yeah, we've got to be vigilant. But it's stuff like that, John Stossel just kind of pointing out what a lot of us are nodding in agreement, going, we have a pretty good idea of what it's like. There, 62%.
That's messed up.
Young Americans have a favorable idea of socialism.
Talk to anybody from Cuba, and I'm sure you could find people in your circle that are. They will tell you exactly what life was like. And I remember going over the last several years talking to several who were seeing what was going on in our country, going, this is going the wrong direction. I've seen this before.
There's people that point out to some countries, maybe like, I don't know, like a Norway or somebody like that,
right,
and say, oh, look, they're very socialistic. Well, they've been able to live off the wealth that was built on the backs of the World War II generation. So that's part of how they're able to kind of get away with it, if you will. They also have a very homogenic population.
Right.
And that puts a high emphasis on education. So, they're somewhat of an anomaly.
They don't have the burden, if you will, that our budget has and that our country has.
Well, you know, yeah, and the thing is, what did you, like Margaret Thatcher said, yeah, socialism is great until you run out of other people's money to spend. So there's that. All right. Elon Musk, I call him a patriot. He announced that his time working in the Trump administration as a special government employee is drawing to a close. He thanked President Trump. As my scheduled time as special government employee comes to an end, I would like to thank President Trump for the opportunity to reduce wasteful spending. And he said the DOGE mission will only strengthen over time as it becomes a way of life throughout the government. One can only hope.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
Yeah. Coming up next, your chance to call in and air it out. We call it What's Bugging You? And it's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs that they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. But call in now, please. What's Bugging You? 877-975-9825. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning and welcome. It is 7:21. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And now you have the opportunity to air it out. Get it off your chest. Whatever's bugging you could be something very big, could be international in scope, or it could be in your own backyard, whatever it is. You can share it with us. What's bugging you? 877-975-9825. What's Bugging You is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control our litter bugs. Good morning, Paul. What's bugging you?
Good morning, gentlemen. Well, I guess what's bugging me is the problem with terms. Whenever friends on the left wanted to rail against capitalism, whenever friends on the right wanted to rail against socialism, the first thing I'd do is say, well, let's define mutually what those terms mean, because those words mean very different things to just about everybody you meet. And so for a very long time on these airways, I'd hear the boogeyman was socialism. And boy, all things are bad about socialism. Then Bernie Sanders comes along about 2015, and a lot of America goes, oh, well, is that socialism? That doesn't seem so bad. So now the Tea Party, the adolescent of MAGA, pivots and says, oh, well, now it's left, you know, wing Marxist communist. And so John Stossel says North Korea is a socialist country. Well, the CIA World Factbook says, and I'm quoting here, is a dictatorship, single-party communist state. Now, socialism works every now and then here and there. A lot of times, Mr. Stossel is correct, it does fail, and it fails miserably. The only time communism has ever worked is back in the early Christian church when people were compelled by the Holy Spirit to give, not by the government. But first, before you start throwing words around, you have to agree on what they mean.
Yeah, and like you say, they mean different things to different people and evoke different kinds of emotions and responses. Good morning, Jeff. What's bugging you?
So some judge has now blocked some tariff thing that Trump is trying to do. What's bugging me is single judges blocking anything Trump wants to do. There should be a panel of judges where there's an equal representation and not single judges using a court system that isn't efficient in time enough to ratify, codify, whatever the legal terms are. A president will be out of office before any blocking legal thing a judge does.
Well, you're usurping the power of the executive branch by just being a local or district judge, and that should not be allowed. Now, should you present a case or something, that's one thing, but to order an immediate injunction, that to me, honestly, is way beyond their scope of what they should be allowed to do. Mark, what's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is that the federal government wanted basically nothing to do with the sage financial advice of the wealthiest man on the planet who knows a little bit about managing businesses and money. So he's basically done like Slim Shady and give one finger on each hand up and heads back to his profitable enterprises. It's sad that my favorite African-American is not helping out with Doge anymore.
Yeah, it's... Look, nobody wants their cheese moved is basically, you know, what it boils down to. But it's always going to happen. It's constant. Everything's in a state of flux. Good morning, Kay. What's bugging you?
Same old thing, Bud. Those county commissioners are giving away our rainforest to the developers. They are letting them cut down trees all over the place. There is no moratorium on how many trees they can cut. They never have to replace a tree. There are lots that are cleared completely off. And then they put one mobile home in the middle of it. It makes no sense. And they've got all these, like you said, you started the show with that, the overpopulation that they're causing. The apartments, the ugly complexes they are building in Ocala, awful, and they don't leave a tree. Their rainforest is disappearing. We can't get any rain. And not only that, the chemtrails now show up before dawn, so you can't see them. And every time we're supposed to get some rain, you'll see those chemtrails up there. And like Ron DeSantis said, he's got to get the Skywatch going because the chemtrails are stopping the rain. And he's tired of them controlling the weather in Florida. They're drying it out. Why are they drying it out like they did California, like they did Hawaii? Kind of makes you worry. We don't have any rain. Palm trees are dying. I've never seen a dead palm tree because of no water.
Yeah, that's a good point. Wow. Let's go to Donnie. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob. Yeah, all these college kids think socialism is some kind of panacea, and they do like pointing to Norway and stuff, but what they fail to realize is the real socialism in North Korea and Cuba they end up all the same way with people getting lined up on the wall who don't want to go along with it. They never talk about that.
Yeah, that's true. Good morning, Jerry. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. How three judges, unelected officials on the Court of International Trade, can block a pivotal part of Trump's plan of tariffs that he's using to bring businesses back, bring money onshore into the United States. It's going to totally destroy one of the three major planks of his platform, which is the tariffs and onshoring businesses. It seems to me that the courts are thwarting him and his agenda at every turn and is extremely frustrating. And moreover, they're commanding him to give back the revenues that he collected. How is that productive to the American people? It's like the government is acting against itself and against the will of the people who elected him overwhelmingly to be president of the United States.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like telling El Salvador, well, telling our government, you need to go to El Salvador and get this prisoner and bring him back, even though he's El Salvadorian. Jack, good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, this is Democratic Jack. What's bugging me is all you Republicans who think Trump is doing a great job. That's what's bugging me. Thanks for I'll hang up and listen to your comments.
Yeah, I'm sorry that it bugs you, but
That's what the segment's for.
Yeah. I think he's doing a phenomenal job, and you differ from that, and you were able to get it out there.
Because you don't live in North Korea.
Yeah, count your blessings. Maybe that's not appropriate here either. Who knows? 728 on the Bob Rose Show. Thanks for participating in What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And coming up, abolish ICE? Who's calling for that? Yeah, you won't be shocked, but I'll share it with you anyway, coming up on 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning and welcome at 7:34, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Don't forget, the Bob Rose Show podcast is available wherever you would normally download your podcast. Use Spotify, you could use the Odyssey app, and just click on subscribe, and you will never miss a minute of the show. And you want to always be aware of what's going on, because hurricane season starts Sunday.
What?
Sunday. Sunday.
Come on.
The oceans will churn.
As the oceans churn.
Yeah, I told you earlier. Yep. As I was perusing the 12Z European Ensemble, and that's one of
lots of interesting rankings.
It's one of my favorites.
Oh, I mean,
you know, I go to the 12.
Don't give the ending away, Bob.
I go to the 11X sometimes. Yeah. I go to the Z24. Four-wheel drive.
Yeah.
These are models that say possibility of formation in the Eastern Gulf during the second week of June. What? Of course, we'll keep you up to date if there's anything to really be concerned about. It's what we do.
Yep.
From the Sky Weather Center, brought to you by Radiant Credit Union. All right, AOC wants to abolish ICE.
Wow.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
Why can't we just call her Oak? No, because Oak would be something strong.
And something that we actually like.
Yeah. Ock. AOC.
I love the meme that shows her in front of an ice machine, like outside of 7-Eleven or something, in that, you know, tormented look, understanding that there are, you know, ice situations like that all over the place, facilities. Yeah.
They make fun of her.
Only because it's believable.
Yes.
Yeah.
AOC, potential Democrat presidential primary candidate. Woo! Yeah. Go AOC. Go AOC. Vote Dems vote.
Yeah.
AOC.
And we hope she talks a lot about stupid stuff.
Because
she does.
Yeah. I'm not going to compare her to any previous possible Democrat vice president. I'm not going to do that. She's calling for the abolishment of Immigration Customs Enforcement, ICE, which, by the way, is not the first time.
No, it's not.
That she called for that.
Yeah.
They were busy then when she called for it the first time, and now they are way busier. And they're doing great work. They enforce our country's immigration laws. That's what their job is. If you don't have immigration laws, you don't follow them, you have chaos. You know, you could have people who are bringing a lot of drugs in, like fentanyl, that kill 70 to 100,000 Americans a year. You could have, you know, sex trafficking. That is just, the numbers are going crazy. You could have murderers, rapists, and other ne'er-do-wells come across your border. That's what happens when you don't protect the sovereignty and the borders of your nation. Oh, wait, we just lived through 4 years of exactly that. So I guess what AOC is, she doesn't want people to enforce immigration laws. Look, why not go all the way, AOC? I mean, why do we need anybody to enforce any laws? I'm sure she was, you know, like wanted to defund the police as well when that was a so-called popular idea with the Democrats. Why don't we just, you know, do away with all of it? Why do you have laws to begin with? Right?
Right.
Laws help to protect each individual. That's why they're there. If you behave in such a way that you become a menace to society, we agree that, you know, you should be locked up.
And as an elected lawmaker, wouldn't you see the value in things like that?
It's amazing that here's another Democrat that clearly is putting the people who are not even citizens, many of them felons, in fact, putting them ahead of the very constituents that you're supposed to be representing.
But isn't it radical to think that people like her and every member of the squad somehow weasel their way into our government?
Yeah.
That's just sad. I mean, talk about an invasion or an infiltration.
Yep. AOC won her congressional race in 2018, partly on a platform that promised to dismantle and ultimately abolish ICE, even suggesting that illegal aliens deserve a right of passage into the United States. Really, deserve it.
Based on...
Do they deserve a right of passage to your property, to your gated community?
Your bank account.
Do they deserve right of passage to any of those things?
No. No.
Now, AOC eventually dropped the abolish ICE talking point from her stump speech after polls found that even a majority of Democrats do not want the federal agency to be wiped out. In a new campaign email, just as AOC sets herself up as the new face of the Democrat Party heading into the 2027 presidential primary, the self-described Democratic Socialist is again resurfacing calls to abolish ICE. So she thinks she's like a little Bernie, little Bernie buddy.
Well, you know, they've been spending so much time on the road, you know, they're pretty tight.
Well, yeah, I guess maybe he has, you know, helped to immerse her in all things socialistic. I believe that ICE, an agency that was just formed in 2003 during the Patriot Act era, is a rogue agency that should not exist.
Wow.
If you had a rogue agency, it would be like the FBI under James Comey. Really? She thinks it's a rogue agency.
Mm.
Abolishing ICE would set free over a million illegal aliens. And that's a selling point?
Yeah, where's the highlight in that? Let's go back to...
That's a selling point.
No.
Many are violent felons from immigration detention while eliminating the federal government's enforcement arm that locates, arrests, and deports many of the nation's 11 to 22 million illegal aliens. Earlier this month, Border Czar Tom Homan suggested he was in talks with the Department of Justice over AOC's insistence to continuously give illegal aliens advice on how to evade ICE agents. What she's doing, she says she's educating everybody on their constitutional rights, but what she's really doing, she's teaching them how to evade law enforcement. Yes, it's exactly what she's doing. I wonder if some of her fellow Democrats, you know, perhaps elitists that live on Martha's Vineyard, you know, in which, well, all illegal immigrants should have a right of passage into Martha's Vineyards. Many there would probably disagree. But are the people there, are they happy there's ICE or not?
Hmm.
Because the Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents have arrested roughly 40 illegal aliens on the elite coastal destinations of Martha's Vineyard and Nantucket, where the average home sells for more than $2.5 million.
Nice.
On May 27th, ICE agents, with the help of the Coast Guard, arrested more than three dozen illegal aliens on Martha's Vineyard and Nantucket, including an illegal alien who is a documented MS-13 gang member.
Do we even act shocked?
And another one who is a convicted child sex offender.
Wow.
What's that? What's that? Illegal aliens deserve a right of passage into the United States, says AOC.
Do those people deserve that?
Is
that
I mean, you know, if you're not going to vet people and they're coming across, they're migrating with such force, how would you know who's coming? You don't.
Yeah.
Operations like this highlight the strong alliances that ICE shares with our fellow law enforcement partners. ICE officers, FBI, DEA, and ATF agents worked together to arrest a significant number of illegal alien offenders, which included at least one child predator. ICE officials said many of the illegal aliens arrested in the operation had committed crimes in the U.S. after their arrests. After their arrest, the Coast Guard helped transport the illegal aliens off of Martha's Vineyard. So, you know, the illegal aliens committing crimes. But AOC says abolish ICE because they are a rogue agency. Does rogue mean like kind of going against the law? Would that be rogue?
That's
you've gone
the way you think
rogue.
Of it. You've gone
not,
rogue. Yeah,
you're
right.
Not following the principles and laws that are laid out within the confines of your, in this case, job.
She seems to have that a little backwards.
Hmm.
A little bit.
Hmm. Well, hey, I say thank the good Lord that we have ICE agents that are working very, very hard, very diligently, and trying to get bad people out of the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And that is their focus. And that's exactly what they should be doing. And people like AOC, I mean, if you do polling, people want there to be immigration laws. And they don't want to live where there's murderers, rapists, child sex offenders, and things like that in their neighborhoods. I mean, this is, it's logic and common sense, but barely not if your initials are A-O-C, because she hates I-C-E. I say she should be banished from ever having a chilled beverage the rest of her living life.
No ice for you.
Yeah.
I like it.
You don't like ice?
Yeah.
Okay, no ice for you.
That's right.
See how she likes it after.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, tragedy in Texas, hit and run, but not with a vehicle. Well, not a car or truck anyway. I'll explain that coming up next on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy Thursday. It is 7:45 and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Way to go, Charlie! Charlie! With his genetics, his gift, winning. Charlie. Well, they weren't going to name him Kitten. They could have named him Jaguar.
Yeah?
Okay, I'll give it away.
Okay.
Golf?
Yeah.
Do you know who Charlie is?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's a Tiger's kid, right?
There you go.
All right, yeah.
Little Tig.
Yeah.
Little Tige.
Little cat.
But actually, he's Charlie, I guess. That's his name.
Is he? Okay.
Charlie Woods.
Yeah?
Has arrived.
Really?
He's 16 years old. He earned the biggest win of his career Wednesday when he surged to the top of the American Junior Golf Association's team TaylorMade Invitational leaderboard for an unlikely victory. He's ranked 604th. In the world for amateur, 604th.
Well, you know, stop and think about it. If you're in the top 1,000 of anything in the world, you're not shabby.
No, but I guess, like tennis. I mean, it's to be ranked, but
and when your dad was number one, there's that.
But if you were 604th ranked,
yeah.
And you win this major tournament,
that's pretty cool.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a 5-under final round to win it all.
Very nice.
So congratulations. And I guess the downside is Charlie is going to be kind of on the map now, you know?
Yeah, and will always be compared to Tiger.
Yeah.
That's tough. I mean, you look at any kid of anybody that's so successful at something, man, the expectations.
I'm going to give him a little fatherly advice.
Yeah.
Charlie.
Yeah. Listen, Charlie.
When you're backing out, don't run over the mailbox. That's when it all starts to fall apart.
Good point.
The mailbox is the key. Well, maybe not. That's a much better story to talk about Charlie Woods than a hit and run that resulted in a woman's death.
Oh, yeah, that's sad.
The Texas Attorney General, Ken Paxton's looking into it. He announced the arrest of a Venezuelan illegal alien. Oh, shocker.
Yeah.
Are you shocked?
No, I'm not shocked.
Okay, so this is another NS story. We'll call it NS. Not shocked.
Yeah.
That'll be the new thing.
Mm-hmm.
Not shocked.
Yeah.
Here's the story. Shocked? Not shocked. Anyway, this illegal alien who... The attorney general there says killed an 18-year-old woman in a hit-and-run crash over the Memorial Day weekend. The victim was on a kayak when she was allegedly struck and killed by the illegal alien operating a jet ski. Police also arrested an illegal alien male who reportedly helped her flee the scene in a vehicle which had committed another hit-and-run while escaping.
So you're not even supposed to be in our country, but you just feel so comfortable to spend your Memorial weekend out jet skiing.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that is so infuriating.
Yeah. Alva Moore's senseless death was caused by an illegal alien who should have never been in our country in the first place. My heart breaks for Ava's family and friends, and my prayers are with them as they face this tragedy. That, again, a statement from the Attorney General of Texas, Ken Paxton. My office will continue to work with local, state, and national law enforcement partners to secure justice for Ava. It was the TPW, Texas Parks and Wildlife officials, released a statement on Monday saying game wardens were investigating a hit-and-run crash that took place on Lake Grapevine Sunday. The crash led to the death of that 18-year-old, Ava Moore. Investigators said she was struck and killed on her kayak by a jet ski carrying a woman and another female passenger. The operator of the jet ski fled the crash scene, and the passenger remained to speak with police.
Wow.
Yeah. These
so sad.
Unfortunately, it is another one of those stories that we literally could do every day. Maybe not necessarily a jet ski hit and run, but a story we could do pretty much every day. Hey, Patti LuPone. I mean, it vaguely rings a bell, but apparently she's a famed Broadway veteran, Disney's Agatha All Along star. Yeah, not ringing bells for me. I've been out of the loop with a lot of Disney stuff. But
I think you'd know her if you saw her. She's one of those people. When I saw the picture, I'm like, oh, yeah, I know who that is.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, what's her problem? Because you can be unhappy with whoever the president may be at any given time. And in America, you're allowed to say something. But once again, the lefties seem to be... I mean, trending violent, basically, is how I would put it. They're trending violent.
Oh, yeah.
We had the case that I spoke of yesterday in Seattle or the day before where, you know, Christians got together just for, you know, a get-together in the park, you know, an uplifting thing, you know, altar calls, if you will. I mean, they were trying to spread the word, and they had a good upbeat thing going on. And then they were attacked by a bunch of Antifa people. And then, to add insult to injury... The local mayor of Seattle basically blamed the Christian group.
Yeah, called them out.
For the whole thing.
How rude. How rude.
Yeah.
Because they don't agree with the values of their city.
I know, isn't that?
Those wackadoodle liberal values, yeah.
Yeah, you can't... Can you have values that value, I don't know, law and order, and then we share those? What about valuing family? Like, if you're LGBTQ, are you against... families per se, because weren't you like part of one? Could you currently be part of one? I mean, where does he get the idea that if you're a Christian family oriented person that somehow you're hateful of the other side? It's just not the case.
You don't have to agree with them. That's just weird.
But this Patti LuPone, again, you got to talk violence. She basically said that, you know, Trump's Kennedy Center should get blown up.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, when you're calling for this kind of violence,
yes,
that goes beyond free speech.
Yeah.
When you're calling for violence, it is the cliche, but true, you know, it's the fire in the theater thing.
Yeah.
She's even angrier at the rest of the country. She told me more than once that the Trumpified Kennedy Center should get blown up.
Wow.
Yep. And she, yeah. Breitbart News reported in February President Trump was made the chairman of the center following the firing President Deborah Rutter. In turn, Trump aide and former ambassador to Germany Richard Grenell was named interim president while Trump replaced outgoing chair David Rubenstein. As a result of the shakeup, several stars, including a soprano, Renee Fleming, announced that they would be cutting ties with the Kennedy Center, and along with a few others. You should blow it up, really?
That's amazing.
Wow. Shocked?
Not shocked.
Not shocked.
No.
You're listening to The Bob Rose Show on 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.